'cause you made me that much stronger.
Well, I thought I knew you, thinking that you were true. I guess I couldn't trust, caught your bluff, taught me so, 'cause I've had enough. You were there by my side, always.
Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. Hope y'all are having a good Tuesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Big thanks to Megan O'Matz of ProPublica for coming on the show to talk about her work, her coverage of the Dropbox baloney that has gone down in the state. I had a few observations, wanted to share them with all of you because, you know, I used to do some legal advisory work related to election administration. And all of this strikes me as both odd and in bad faith. And one of the things that bugs me the most is that when people who hold their positions in public trust, in other words, it's not about you, you're not permanently the sheriff of Dodge County, you're not permanently the mayor of Wausau, you hold these positions in public trust. When you engage in bad faith, and bad faith here to me has two different elements. Either intentional ignorance, a failure to avail oneself of fact and a clear understanding of the law, or you actually know it's all garbage and you do it anyways. So the knowing lie. And in every single case, whether we're talking about Sheriff Dale Schmidt in Dodge County, if we're talking about Wausau Mayor, what's this guy's name? Doug Diney. Whether we're talking about Alderman Gary McCorn from Brookfield, you're engaging in bad faith, either a failure to educate yourself about the law and the facts, or you know you're lying, and it's even worse. Either way, your ignorance, incompetence, or failure to tell people the truth is wrong. Drop boxes have been safe and secure in Wisconsin for well over 15 years, used without controversy for that entire period. And by the way, all else being equal, drop boxes are extremely helpful in the most rural counties because it's harder for people to travel longer distances to get to the fewer number of polling places. Mail can sometimes be less reliable. By the way, if you want to make sure your ballot gets counted and you are voting early or by mail, my advice, you need to get that in 2 weeks before November 5th. So let's see. I'm going to actually whip out the calendar because I don't want anybody to miss my Maggie Dawn 2 week deadline. 2 weeks before November 5th would be this coming Tuesday, a week from today. You want to make sure that your ballot is in the mail. And I wanted to share with you what Alderman Gary McCorn of Brookfield said when Brookfield decided not to have drop boxes, which, shame on you, Brookfield. They are safe, secure. It's a good thing to have. You just heard from Megan O'Matz. The new security recommendations aren't all that different. Come on, man. Here's what he said. He argued that Dropboxes served a purpose during the COVID-19 pandemic, but then, quote, became a hugely political issue, and that's what makes me want to, you know, puke in a way. The further we get away from people trusting our elections, the more our democracy is at stake. No, Gary, it's not the Dropboxes, it's the people lying about the Dropboxes. That's what's making our democracy weaker. The trafficking in conspiracy. The failure of people who hold their positions in public trust to educate themselves about the facts and the law. Because the fact is that drop boxes are safe and secure in a perfectly reasonable way for people to return their ballots. That's the fact. The law is that the Common Council of the City of Brookfield has no authority over whether or not they use drop boxes. According to the Supreme Court, only the city elections clerk does. It is their sole authority. So why are you wading into this, Gary? It ain't your job. Now, you can have an opinion, but you shouldn't be voting on it because it's not your job. It's not you do not possess the authority to make that decision according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So, yeah, if you're a law and order guy, a rule guy, then follow the rules. And if you don't know what they are, then shame on you. If you know what they are and you're lying about it, double shame on you. One of our texters, Melissa from the 608, said that the Eric Hovde minions are out in Madison. Sent us a photo of a guy sitting in a lawn chair watching a Dropbox on Willie Street in Madison. Thanks for that. Go ahead, waste your time, bro. It's been a real pleasure. We got Dom Salvia up next. There's going to be a little overtime with Maggie Dawn on the Dom Salvia Show. Remember, everybody, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together.
Makes me that much smarter. Thanks for making me a fighter.